seem serious, introverted, make inexplicable sounds from which meaning is difficult to extract, leave questions in your mind. Consider the opposite, the symphony orchestra, more than 60 musicians, disciplined, rehearsed, under the leadership of a conductor who knows the score. Interpretation of the written expression of a published work. His reputation rests as much on fidelity to the composer's original intentions as it does on the acceptable nuances he squeezes from it. The infrastructure required for a symphony orchestra is a big business. It implies conservatoire, generations of students dedicating their young lives in the hope that they too will one day be able to demonstrate under the baton of the conductor. Teachers who must equip them for the reality of that life and the funding that enables them all to assemble in the concert hall or rehearsal room day after day, year after year.
Day after day, year after year.
It is expensive. Symphony orchestras are the creations of kings, emperors, business barons, city governments, and for their subsidies, a price is exacted. The powerful, arguably pernicious effect of the demands of a system that those who would subsidize an orchestra would make. The big guys are paying for art in their own image. Big ideas come from big organizations, a synthesis of the ideals of many. Free improvising musicians have only their own ideas, an experiment, a spiritual journey. Perhaps this is why it is a minority culture. What reason is there to promote the ideas of ordinary individuals, or at least ordinary in ways other than their willingness and ability to free improvise? The journey is more important than the sound which is arrived at. Which begs the question, what is the use of reproducing and packaging any point along it for commercial profit? But fellow travellers, true scientists with a desire for inquiry, artists who seek escape from cultural restraint, anyone seeking freedom and truth in the fullest sense of the words will find not only a psychological aid to their own endeavours, but the necessary political freedom of a milieu that encourages the next stage of human development.